Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Introduction to Econometrics, 3rd edition, by James H. Stock and Mark W. Watson, is a widely used undergraduate text that explains how economists and other social scientists use data to answer real-world questions. The book focuses on the practice of econometric reasoning, moving from intuitive ideas about causality to the tools needed for credible estimation and inference. It emphasizes regression as a core framework, while also showing how to diagnose common problems that arise when working with observational data, such as omitted variables, non-random sampling, and changes over time. A distinctive feature of the Stock and Watson approach is its balance of theory, application, and statistical intuition, with many examples drawn from policy, markets, education, and health. The 3rd edition continues to highlight modern causal methods and clear interpretation of results, helping readers connect mathematical outputs to substantive conclusions and sound decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, regression as a tool for causal questions. A central theme of the book is using regression to learn about cause and effect, not just correlation. It frames econometrics around questions like how education affects earnings, how taxes affect employment, or how prices affect demand, then shows how to translate those questions into variables, models, and testable implications. The authors emphasize interpreting coefficients as ceteris paribus effects and distinguishing between the population relationship and what is observed in a sample. Readers are guided through the meaning of the error term and why it matters for causal interpretation. The discussion connects economic reasoning to statistical modeling choices, helping students see that econometrics is a disciplined way to approximate a complex world. Along the way, the text builds intuition for what a regression line represents, how slope estimates are computed, and what it means for an estimate to be unbiased or consistent. It also stresses practical interpretation, such as turning a coefficient into a real-world statement about dollars, probabilities, or percentage changes, and being explicit about the assumptions required for those statements to be credible. Secondly, statistical inference, uncertainty, and model fit, the book develops the logic of inference that allows a reader to judge whether an estimated relationship is precise enough to be useful. It explains sampling variation, the role of standard errors, and how confidence intervals summarize uncertainty more informatively than a single-point estimate. Hypothesis testing is presented as a structured way to evaluate claims, including tests about individual coefficients and joint restrictions across multiple variables. The authors also address goodness of fit measures such as R-squared and why model fit alone is not evidence of causality. A major contribution is the careful connection between formulas and interpretation. What assumptions justify using t-statistics, how p-values should and should not be interpreted, and how significance differs from economic importance. The text also highlights practical concerns, including how outliers or influential observations can distort results and how to think about specification decisions. By grounding inference in real decision contexts, the book equips readers to present results responsibly, quantify uncertainty, and avoid overconfident conclusions based on noisy data. Thirdly, multiple regression and omitted variable bias. Multiple regression is introduced as a way to control for confounding factors and isolate a relationship of interest. The book explains how adding relevant control variables can change coefficient estimates and why the interpretation becomes conditional on holding other variables fixed. A key topic is omitted variable bias. When an excluded factor is correlated with an included regressor, the regression coefficient can capture both the true effect and the influence of the missing factor. The authors provide intuition for the direction and magnitude of bias, linking it to correlations among regressors and the causal role of the omitted variable. This topic helps readers understand why naive comparisons can be misleading and why research design matters as much as computation. The text also treats functional form choices and the use of indicator variables for groups or policy changes, which is essential for applied work. Practical guidance includes diagnosing multicollinearity, understanding how it inflates standard errors, and thinking carefully about which controls belong in a model versus which controls could introduce bad conditioning. Together, these ideas build a disciplined approach to specification and interpretation. Fourthly, time series and forecasting in economic data. Economic data often evolve over time, and the book explains how time series settings differ from cross-sectional analysis. It introduces patterns like trends and seasonality, and shows how serial correlation in errors affects standard errors and inference. Readers learn why observations over time are not independent, and how that changes both the interpretation of results and the reliability of conventional tests. The text covers dynamic regression ideas, including lags, and emphasizes forecasting as a practical application, using past information to predict future outcomes. It also discusses common issues such as spurious relationships that arise when trending variables are regressed on each other, motivating careful modeling choices. The authors outline approaches to handling autocorrelation and heteroscedasticity in time series contexts, stressing robust standard errors and appropriate diagnostics. The focus remains on applied reasoning, what a regression with lags implies, how to evaluate forecast accuracy, and how policy and macroeconomic questions require attention to persistence and changing conditions over time. This topic prepares readers to work with realistic economic datasets, where timing and dependence are central. Lastly, credible identification with instruments and quasi-experiments to move beyond simple regression when confounding is severe, the book introduces identification strategies that aim to approximate randomized experiments. Instrumental variables are presented as a method to isolate variation in an explanatory variable that is plausibly unrelated to the outcome, except through that variable, that is plausibly unrelated to the outcome, except through that variable. The discussion centers on the core requirements of relevance and exogeneity and the logic of two-stage least squares, including how to interpret coefficients as local causal effects under common assumptions. The text also surveys quasi-experimental ideas often used in applied econometrics, such as exploiting policy changes, natural experiments, and other sources of as good as random variation. Attention is given to common pitfalls like weak instruments and the consequences they have for bias and inference. By emphasizing identification, the book encourages readers to ask not only whether a coefficient is statistically significant, but whether it answers the causal question posed. This topic helps students evaluate empirical research and design their own studies with transparency about assumptions, limitations, and the link between research design and credible conclusions. In conclusion, this book is well suited for undergraduate students in economics, business, public policy, and related social sciences, as well as practitioners who need a structured refresher on regression-based evidence. Readers who want to understand applied research, interpret statistical results in reports, or conduct their own empirical projects will benefit from its emphasis on clear assumptions and practical interpretation. The main life benefit is better decision-making with data. You learn how to separate correlation from causation, quantify uncertainty, and recognize when results are fragile due to confounding, poor design, or time dependence. Those skills translate directly to evaluating policy claims, business experiments, and media headlines that cite studies. Compared with many econometrics texts, Stock and Watson is often valued for its accessible explanations and strong connection between methods and real-world questions, without losing the discipline of formal inference. It is worth buying because it can function both as a course textbook and as a long-term reference. The core regression tools, diagnostics, and identification ideas are organized in a way that helps you apply them to new datasets and research questions long after the course ends. If you would like to support H. Stock James and W. Watson Mark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.